Welcome back. So, Shawty, it's your birthday. Oh, I didn't know which way
we were going. It might be somebody's birthday. I'm gonna sing Holiday by Madonna. Y'all ready? Here it go.
Let's go.
Holiday. That's not even the tempo. Celebrate. I just want you to know that there's other holiday songs. Get one day out of life. Come on and let's celebrate. Madonna's a fucking G. Anyways, welcome back, y'all.
Twerk
for Madonna.
Because
as soon as I said it, I was like, y'all already know that laughter means it is AMR, the podcast with a special intermission episode. Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Or happy Hanukkah.
Whatever.
Kwanzaa.
I'm celebrating Kwanzaa and Christmas this year, so. You know, first time for a lot of things. I don't really do. I'll show up at a nigga Christmas party quick. But do I celebrate? Not for real. This year I'm celebrating. Look at me.
I mean, it's a reason for a break and a reason for rest. Because even God rested.
Listen, I like to call this Thank Christ season.
Because it's thank Christ, I'm on a break.
That's it. Because it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then New Year's. And you're just thankful for all of the breaks in between there. And if the Christians want to give it to Jesus, sure, whatever. I'm cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's breaks in there. And whatever.
You y'all want to so give
it to them, I'm with it. But this year, I also get to celebrate with y'all, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
I'll be doing Kwanzaa as well. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, we're a Kwanzaa family, so.
Damn! But I did, boy, when I tell you this was my first year wrapping presents in like 15, maybe 19 years. I'm not even shitting you. My family has celebrated Kwanzaa for 34 years. I am not 34 years old. Like, it's been a while.
Listen, everybody getting bags and some little packing paper.
What's hilarious is that we ain't never had a Kanara. Nigga tree. You know what? I'm going to make a Kanara out of little shooter bottles of alcohol. This year.
That'd be cute.
Ain't it? Oh my God.
You gotta
God.
Get a candle to fit though.
Birthday candles or some shit.
Hey, you right. Baby, that'd be so cute.
It's supposed to be so niggishry and like Kwanzaa-y.
I love that. And if you get one for like each.
For each, it's gotta be 7 on the thing.
Yeah. Bow. And that like, cause you know, unity and fit like.
Unity.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's well, happy so holidays, cute. Y'all. That is not what we're talking about on this.
At all.
The title of this intermission is How Much Would It Take? We have 6 different things we're going to go through because we're going to try to keep it quick for y'all. It is the holiday season. We got family to get back to. Let's do it. Keeks, how much money would it take for you to be on reality TV?
How long is the season? Bam. Is it just one? I feel like these are so conditional. Do I get one season?
It's not Jeopardy. It's like they about to, it's like Big Brother or like Real World. It's not a competition show. It's not physical. They're not going to vote you out, but Big Brother votes you out, but it's not for physical reasons. How much would it take for you to be on? They pay, and Big Brother, I don't think you get paid till the end. So maybe that's not a good, I've never seen that show.
Like, you keep mentioning it. I was like, oh, let me wait.
I just know it's a show that's out there. It's probably a bad example because I don't know it. So how long? I'm not saying Love and Hip Hop, but...
For one season, 10 episodes, give me a mil.
For the whole season?
1.5 mil.
You are so funny.
10 episodes? That's a lot.
$250,000. $25,000 per episode, 10 episodes. Because let me tell you, if it's guaranteed money, I am boring on the
low.
That's
true. Like, I don't really be doing anything.
I don't really do shit. So if I just have to sit there and, like, be me, I don't have to compete or anything, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it. You can watch it all you want to. They're gonna be like, this bitch, what is her look? I'm not making it to season two. That's the point.
And my thing is, y'all gonna wanna diagnose me. I be talking to myself. Like,
you don't. In this situation, you should, because you can't trust nobody. Cameras everywhere. All right, so you ready to step it up a notch?
I'm scared. Okay.
How much would it take for you to do a pornography?
Our generation pornography or like the new stuff?
Old school. I'm not saying VHS, but you would be on a DVD.
That's distributed and everything.
That's distributed at barbershops.
Or how long is the DVD?
It's a compilation DVD. You're not the only one on it.
Oh, so I get like a 3-minute shot?
You get like, yeah, it's like brown big booties. Like, you
stop are it.
Number 17. Volume 11. You know, it's that one. It's that, you know, it's real quick. Maybe somebody might recognize you, but it was only like, you was cut, your 3 minutes was cut into like 45 seconds. So you're in multiple parts of the DVD. Let's say it's 10 minutes.
Oh, damn.
Like 3 hours. Because, you know, them compilation CDs used to be like 6 fucking hours. Don't get it twisted. It was porn.
That's true.
They was That's giving true. It to you, okay? So your this 6-hour compilation, you are in, you have 10 minutes, and it's cut up. You're all up and through it. How much money?
Nothing less than $5 million.
Nigga, this is... in this economy...
You can afford it, shit.
Who's got $5 million? Porn does not have $5 million. I respect your number as it's starting, yes. But negotiations. Where would you actually land?
I don't like... When you said 3 minutes and you was like, oh, you get scattered every like few seconds.
No, nope.
You can still recognize me.
Porn. Who the fuck
but then you said 10 minutes and then you was like, oh, you get scattered every...
And you raised that number.
I'm not finna have you recognize me, and then I gotta my whole shit is fucked up, and then guess what? I can never do anything.
You
$5 million, retire me. Like, that's not even a lot.
I could do it for $1 million. You know why? Because them porns are long as fuck. Ain't nobody making them through there. And even if you thought you caught me, if the title is Big Brown Booties, ain't it just booty? You would have to know my ass. You don't know my ass.
No, it's you people out there that I just don't
there's
trust.
Also, there's people out there, but if you want to be a fan, what the fuck ever? Who gives a fuck? It's sex. I mean, I've never done porn, and I don't think that I plan to. But you know what I mean? It's just porn. It's just sex. It's just being so, free.
That I just want to make money for like my image and my likeness.
The truth of it. Now, if I could have the Jason Weaver contract where you give me $250,000, because you know Disney tried to play him and give him $1 million flat. Give me $250,000 now and let me get royalties. How long is this gonna be into rotation? Like, he has gotten way more money than most people got from contracts with, because his mama did the fuck out of that, right? If it's like that, then absolutely I should, you know, negotiation. Mm-hmm. But I figure by the time somebody get through the first 1 hour and 41 minutes, that porn is going, they're going to have a new porn that they're putting in rotation. They ain't even going to see all of my shots at all.
I'm just, the way my mind works, it's like, oh, what if he gets like addicted to this one person and then he just like fast forward really fast.
Trying to find that one person. Just keep fast forwarding my face doing shit too. God dang. Get to him.
I'm like, if I gotta deal with all of that, the possibility, a cool $5 million is a nice consolation.
I'm thinking that my skill, if I get fans, absolutely they're gonna wanna pay me. Put it in circulation. I don't care. Do it. Okay, so a little lighter. How much would it take for you to be on a competition show where you would actually have to do physical stuff and could get voted off? Like, not only could you lose the comp, like, you could, you, of course, if you win, you get immunity from being voted off. But if you did not win the challenge and people are like, this motherfucker made us lose, you could lose and get off. How much for that type of competition show?
So the first thing that comes to mind is Survivor and how competitive I am. Like, I will figure out a way to survive. Like, I feel like I would.
I will make it. My first mind goes to Road Rules.
What's Road
like,
Rules?
Like, Real World Road Rule Challenge. Like, old school MTV. They used to be on a bus, like on an RV and shit, hopping off in different places. And I'm not going to make it. $1 million per episode. I'm not going to make it. First episode, I'm probably not going to make it. So I need that $1 million quick. Run it. Because if I do make it, and I am getting multi-millions at this point, it's by luck and by strategy. You know what I mean? I might make it. I might, but also give me a bunch of money up front.
First episode. I like that. Because if I'm in Survivor, because that's what I'm basing this on, as long as I survive a few episodes, a few days, that's $1 million each. So, but I need it to be $1 million before tax. I mean, after taxes. After, so
absolutely.
Give me a little bit extra.
Y'all gonna fuck around and have me on Naked and Afraid with my pussy out and exposed to the goddamn elements for fucking $19, $1,900 after taxes. Kiss my whole time. I will not. Okay. Little lighter, but kind of, you know. How much money would it take for you to carry to surrogate multiples? So not your kids. You ain't got to keep them at the end. But like, what's 5 babies?
5. That's just 5 too many. That's just 5 too many.
How much would it
take? Same person?
How much would it take for you to surrogate one?
No, I like that 5 number because you're going to retire me. You're gonna lay my ass down. If you want 5 kids, I give you. Give me quintuplets, I think. Okay. One time. Let me just and then retire. I need to have enough money where if I wanted to go to another country and move there, I can go and I can do that if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. I could buy an island if I wanted to because you got your little 5 little kids and my body fucked up. So you need to pay for it.
So if that was the max, as soon as they did the IVF and they said, Mo, it's seven uterus in here. I'd be like, take them all out because that's too many. I said a max of 5. But
they pay you in installments. So like after your first appointment and then after every step of the way, it better be a huge, it gotta get bigger from the very first amount to the cash me double out. It. Don't.
So how much?
What would I be satisfied with? That'll also withstand inflation.
I'd like $25 million.
Okay, I was like 20 mil sounds good, actually.
That's good because
I was like 20 mil sounds good, so I'm 25.
Expensive apartment, and when you move out you don't even have to come back or don't have to check in, separate ties. I'm a good landlord. But when your babies live in this apartment, $5 million in rent per head.
5 to 15, 20, 25 yeah, for each run child it. Hell yeah,
run it.
$5 okay. A head.
Bow. Y'all got big money. You want 5 of these bad boys? You gotta have money.
Look, because why would you want 5 kids at the same time? Babies? Under at 5?
Infants all born at or around the same time? That's crazy. That's a whole venue. It's like...
Bless your heart.
That's a party. Your house is the spot.
That's the Jackson 5. That's a band right there.
They better do something to pay back your sacrifice that wasn't yours because I gave it. See? But you gave up $25 million. You gave up $25 million, so they need to return the investment, don't they?
Oh my gosh.
When you have kids for free, you don't have to feel like that, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a parent.
We don't have kids for free, so.
I don't have kids for free or paid, so. how much would it take for you to serve in the military?
I'm sorry, what? How much would it take to do what?
For you to serve.
Who's military?
This one.
I'd
be out there slaying dope, baby.
Look, you gonna have to jail me. What is it? Avoidant of military service? That's or something
what's
like
the
that?
Penalty? I'll take it.
Five years. Shit. Wait. 5 years ain't nothing, babe. Shit. Lock me up.
baby, what's the library like at your jail?
Free, you get 3 meals a day. You got a place to eat, a place to sleep. You get free dental health care. That's more than most jobs give you.
Listen, and when I come out, the world will be different. And maybe that's what I need.
Look, maybe it's not that I'm too much. Maybe the world hasn't caught up yet.
That's it. So maybe I need to sit down and be taken care of and come back when y'all have sped up a little bit.
Yeah, maybe when we on the same wavelength, maybe we can come to some kind of agreement.
Right now, we not vibing.
So.
Yeah, because I no money. I'm from a military town. I'm not, I've seen people sign up. I've also seen people go AWOL. So not for me, sweet thing. All right, last one, but very serious.
I'm ready.
Are you?
I guess. Damn, I don't know.
How much would it take for you to be president of this United States of America?
I'm not even old enough to be president, unfortunately.
Oh, Jesus. Did you just call me old?
No.
Did you tell me that my hip needs to be replaced? God damn, I didn't even realize that. Fuck shit.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Wow, but maybe y'all should lower that age. Maybe y'all should lower that age. I just feel like I should be able to be president. But
wild times.
Of the United States?
Of these United States of America.
I have to have a co-president. You don't have to be my co-president. And then
I think we need a third. Just like the Trump.
Like I don't like the majority rule in that. Because what if, like, niggas be plotting? Because we'll plot it together.
We would. Like that. We don't know that new nigga. The fuck?
Like, who is you? Why would you think you can have any say in any of this? Like, what? Fuck off.
33 and a third don't even always make sense. Fuck out of here.
Like... see there now. We'll be so rude and disrespectful. But that's why we got the Congress.
That's it. They don't I would try to be your co-president, but they don't want me because I would believe in like adult abortions. Like that shit is.
They don't. I mean, we believed in adult abortion until a few years ago, so that's not that wild.
You know what I mean by adult abortion.
Oh, shit. No, I'm. Not adults. Not adults having abortions. You are talking about something completely different.
I mean, aborting adults.
You can't just do that. You can't abort adults.
Can't just kill.
Well, Canada can. They're self-abortion, so.
Oh, that's right. People just keep opting out.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of assistive suicide.
They do. They do. Shout out to them, because if you have actual reason and you, I mean, whatever.
Absolutely. No, fuck you niggas.
If you don't have a reason, sometimes you just don't want to live. But I just think that people would change their mind. Like, I think that if you go through that far, you're not the type of person that would change your mind. So power to you.
I think some of it is systemic, though, and it's like, oh, instead of fixing these systemic issues, here, just go kill yourself. And it's just like, nigga, maybe if you just fix fucking housing, I can live better. So,
which is why the plug for this season is still going, it's still power to the oppressed people.
Mm.
Being the president of this United States of America, I think that they would have to...
What's 1.5 divided by 2? Because I think that's enough for us.
750.
How about 2 million? That way we get a 1 million.
Each year?
Yeah. It's only 4 years.
It's only four years.
8 if we get reelected.
I'm not doing reelection. I would tell them, niggas, this is a one-time deal. I'm not doing this again. You just can't expect people who were conditioned as black women to save you all the time. Grow up.
That's true. And then I'm going to take an extra money when I leave. Like
I'm going to take that nice salary that they give after you're the president and that Secret Service, because I know y'all niggas going to be trying to murk the entire time. Boy, just don't know. Just don't know that I'll fight you still as president, bitch. Square up.
That's going to be one of the rules that if you, it's going to be like a purge. But like you can fight the president.
Why? If you want to run up, come do it then. No weapons. You got to come. Ain't no fucking gloves. Ain't no fucking helmets. Ain't no mouth guards. Let's go. Let's knuckle up. That's the type of presidency we're running. And you can't be like, oh, I'm going to fight that third person. No, babe. You get to fight the one that got the most energy for you.
Look, every time you want to propose a bill, fight about it. How hard do you want this bill to pass?
You willing to fight about it?
You really want this shit to pass? Show me.
Presidency is lit. They don't even know. Arthur all in the corner like, oh, actually, guys, I don't know if this should be the top. Sitting down too. Shut up.
Look, you don't have an opinion anymore.
Listen, okay, when you wake up, make sure you're ready to square up, bitch.
Set up like, all right. I feel like that's how all problems should be solved. Like, pick your
best fighter. Why are y'all scared to get your ass whooped? This is the thing.
Pick your best fighter.
And you know what? And if you are not your best fighter,
shut the fuck up.
You know what I mean?
And then I feel like some of us should have representatives because, like, some of y'all just be fighting unfair. Because, like,
yeah, there's going to be times. Yeah, there's going to be times when the fight is absolutely, like, unfair, right? Niggas should be allowed to jump you.
And it does not matter the age. I'm sorry. Like, you want to propose a climate bill at 80 and you don't want to
talk shit, like, and get your lips split.
You don't want to have, like,
you don't know on ceasefires, nigga. We get to drop the people's elbow, and it'll literally be called that. It'll be called the people's elbow for real, for good reason, on your goddamn forehead. Everybody who showed up to, like, outside to do like for the vote, they get to drop they fucking elbow on your forehead until the line is exhausted. Do you really want to pass this bill?
I feel like also you should be able to fight for the seats in Congress. Because, like, why is Mitch McConnell still there? Like, let me please.
If you can't keep your seat, the fuck about? But that's a rule. I like that one.
I like that one.
Boy, so. If you got knocked down and the count came to 10, if you didn't come back for a rematch within 90 days, guess what that is? No longer your seat.
At all. Sorry.
New representative.
New representative. And then, like, I was going to say,
maybe. No, but there's going to be rules. There's no biting. There's no, like, you know, hair pulling. Box.
Punch him in the face. Like, come on.
Punch him in the face. Like the hockey game. Punch him in the face.
Black. Oh my God, that was so much fun. Oh,
I wanted to see.
That's the only sport where you're, like, allowed to, like, do violence besides, like, boxing.
Oh my God. I seen a video of Afghani police and they were on rollerblades.
Bitch, I trip you. Oh. How dare you to come after me on some fucking rollerblade?
What?
Tie your fucking shoelaces together. Like, what?
My thing was, if we made some of these physical requirements applicable to American anything, woo, the way that shit would dwindle, we wouldn't even need to defund anybody. It would just not be enough people there to justify the funding.
Look, we got ideas. Please hire us for president.
You can have, like, you can have one of your more conservatives if you want to be the third, because guess what we gonna do? Beat they ass every time.
Either way.
Anyways, y'all, yeah. So, Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate, happy holidays.
That's it. Till next time.
We outie. Bye.
Bye.